Victoria move into a strong position against Tasmania with a day to go in the Sheffield Shield in Hobart. They reach stumps in their second innings on 33 for the loss of Chris Rogers, to lead by 166 runs. That earlier restricted the Tigers to 250 and applied to their 383. Clint McCry and Dan Christian dealt with the upper order, while forward Ahmed dispensed with the tail, finished with 3 for 76. Only Tim Payne passed 50, ending on 66 not out. Queensland are destined for a heavy defeat to New South Wales. They had slumped 113 for 5, their pursuit of 435 by stumps. Chris Lynn is on 34 not out, while the 5 Blues bowlers each took a wicket. The Bulls had earlier conceded 164 run first innings deficit by being bowled out for 222. New South Wales then declared on 270 for 8 in their second innings, in spite of Alistair McDermott taking 4 for 44. Skipper Brad Haddin warm up for the Ashes with a fluent unbeaten 50, while opener Nick Madison hit 72 off only 96 balls. And South Australia made sure of at least 2 points against Western Australia by cruising to 520 for 4 by the close in reply to the Warriors' 434. Openers Michael Klinger and Phil Hughes took the overnight stand to 253, while the former was removed by Ryan Duffield for 125. Hughes went on to complete his maiden double 100 and a further 167 with Travis Head for the second wicket. 19-year-old Head departed too short of his maiden century. Tom Cooper then ended on 33 not out, after 17 balls. Canterbury took 17 points from their first Plunkett Shield game of the 2013-14 season. They wrapped up victory over Auckland by 6 wickets on the final day at Eden Park. Resuming on 16 for none, openers Peter Fulton and George Worker took the score to 61, while the former was run out. A couple of wickets then fell to Colin de Grantham, but Shannon Stewart completed a fine all-round match, ending on 72 not out. He shared stands of 90 with Henry Nichols, and unbroken 54 with the fluent Bradley Cachopa. Defending HRV Cup champions Otago beat Northern Districts by 3 wickets at Seddon Park. A series of contributions from their top order, and they reached their target of 152 in the penultimate over. Ryan Tenderscarter, Jesse Ryder, Michael Bracewell and Ian Robertson each made at least 20, while Trent Bolt and Ben Laffin each took a brace of wickets to the Knights. They had early had a knock of 79 off 53 balls from Daniel Flynn to thank for their total of 151 for 8. He received precious little support, however, as Neil Wagner took 4 for 33. Fewer than 6 overs are possible in the Momentum One Day Cup final due to rain in Cape Town. Cape Cobras reached 7 for none. The two teams will try again on the reserve day tomorrow. In Group A of India's Ranji Trophy, Jharkhand could have mustered just 231 in reply to Haryana's 309. They lost both openers early to Mohit Sharma, and only recovered thanks to a 5th wicket partnership of 106 from Bhavin Thakkar and Sarab Tiwari. Tiwari fell 5 short of his century, as Sharma ended with 4 for 30. Gujarat reached stumps on the second day in Bangalore on 216 for 5, dismissing Karnataka for 306. Parthiv Patel hit 83, and 104 with Samit Gahel for the third wicket. Bhargav Murray ended undefeated with 41. Ganesh Satish had early helped prolong the Karnataka first innings by making unbeaten 75, putting on 56 with the last man, Srinath Aravind. Delhi closed strongly on 191 for 3 in reply to Mumbai's 324. Their captain Gautam Gambhir made 64 and a 62 for the first wicket with Unmuk Chand. He then went on to add a further 94 with Mitun Manhas, who ended the day on 60 not out. Zaheer Khan earlier bowled to the Mumbai first innings, hitting 4 sixes during his 51 of 50 balls. Pravinder Awana was the pick of the Delhi bowlers with 5 for 72. And Vidarbha lost 2 early wickets in reply to Odisha's massive 453 for 6 declared. Niranjan Behera completed his century, while wicketkeeper Subhrajit Sahu and Deepak Behera shed an unbroken 111 for the 7th wicket. Sahu finished with 114, while Behera ended on 58. Group B saw Railways go past Baroda's 176 to close on 208 for 3. It was, however, slow going, taking 106 overs. Amit Pornikar made 20 off 105 balls, while Nitin Bilay and H.D. Rawl hit patient half-centuries. Aaron Damgosh ended on a career-best, unbeaten 76. Matuidri Bahoa was the most miserly of the Baroda bowlers, conceding just 32 runs from 27 overs. Bengal closed 117 for 1, with Arim Dandas unbeaten on 70, finally bowling out Madhya Pradesh for 431. Udit Burley hit 68 for them, to follow on from Naman Odri's 115. A maiden double 100 from Arpit Vasavada took Sir Rashford to 570 for 7 against Uttar Pradesh. Vasavada took his overnight stand with Sheldon Jackson to 111 and added 157 with Kamlesh McVarna, who ended on 63 not out. And Rajasthan opener Siddharth Saraf and Vinit Saxena put on 96 as their side reached jumps in a flight of service to 325 on 131 for 2. Rajak Paliwal had completed his century for them and finished on 108 not out. Pankaj Singh was the pick of the Rajasthan bowlers with 5 for 98. In Group C, Assam closed 116 for 4 to bowling out Andhra for 297. Opener Dhiraj Jadhav ended on 44 not out, but Abu Nakeem had ended with 5 Andhra wickets. Border Party Samanth top scored for them with 75. Jammu and Kashmir up against it against Himachal Pradesh. They closed day 2 in Dharamsala on 14-4 in their second innings, succeeding a huge first innings lead of 276. Four Himachal Pradesh batsmen passed 50, with Paris Dog was 96, the best of them. Skipper Rishi Dhawan hit 50 from only 45 balls, Bipal Sharma chipped him with 74 from 82, and Akshay Chowan made 53 from 81 from number 10 on his first class debut. Ram Dayal and Samuel Abay shed 7 wickets to Jammu and Kashmir. Hyderabad closed on 53 without loss after Maharashtra finally declared on 616 for 9. Kedar Yadav progressed from his overnight 175 to make 204, while skipper Rohit Motwani and Sangrim Dil Patikar added 179 for the 6th wicket. Motwani was dismissed for 107, with Attikar falling too short of 3 figures. Ravi Kiran and Amol Shindi shared 7 wickets. And Kerala made 297 after skittling Tripura for 140 yesterday. Rana Dutt and Abhijit Day shared 7 wickets, as Rohan Prem was the only Kerala batsman to pass 50. He made 80, followed on the second wicket stand of 65 between Vijay Jagadish and Sanju Samson. And on the county circuit, Sussex have completed the expected signing of former Gloucestershire and Surrey bowler John Lewis on a 1-year contract, while David Masters has extended his Essex contract till the end of the 2015 season.